Tell the world you love it. It loves you. Tell the world you love it. It loves you. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Tell the world you love it, for it truly loves you. How can you go about telling the world that you love it and believe it? You have so many interesting experiences that take place in your life. You have so many interesting ideas that happen to you. And you think to yourself, my goodness, if the world really loves me, why is it having so many interesting problems? If the world really loves me, why is it having so many interesting experiences that sort of shake things up? Well, why? That's the answer. Why? That's the question. Why? And here's how we look at it. I have the opportunity to look at the world every day and tell the world I love you. I have the opportunity every single day of my life to wake up and say, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I like me. I'm a happy, happy, happy fellow. I'm a very happy, joyous fellow. I like me. I live in my beautiful life, my beautiful body, my beautiful world. Oh, I like me, I like me, I like me. Come on, Herb, get off it. You sound like you're kind of offbeat there a little bit. Well, you know, no matter what I do, if I praise it, it is a lovable thing. I praise the cloudy sky, and it is a wonderful thing. It is a shaded sky. It is a sky that brings rain. It is a sky that is glorious. I am proud and happy of my associates, my people, and my world, and I look at each one and I say, I love you. You're wonderful. You're great. You're beautiful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. And they look at me when I say that to them, and they say, are you nuts? Are you silly? Are you off your beat? How come you're acting that way? Well, I then sort of ask myself, do I ever act any differently? Do I ever act any differently than to tell myself and my world how much I love it? Do I ever act any differently than to tell my world that it's a wonderful world? It's a glorious world. It's a beautiful world. It's a world filled with peace and joy, harmony and goodness. Have I ever not said that to my world? Have I ever not said to my world, you are the greatest, you are the most wonderful world that ever could be? I love you. Could I ever say that? Could I ever not say that? It's a good habit to get into, and the habit is to tell the world that I love it, because it loves me. It really does. It is my creation. And the world looks at me and says, Herb, you are a wonderful guy. Herb, you are a thoughtful guy. Herb, I like you. Herb, I enjoy being in your presence. Herb, you are just so wonderful. Herb, when you walk down your meditation paths at the monastery, you always have a song in your heart. You always have joy in your voice and joy in your eyes and joy in everything you do. And Rex just loves to come and be close to you. Your golden retriever just cannot be close enough to you. He rubs against you as you're walking down the path. And he sometimes steps on top of your go-aheads and trips you as you try to walk along because he wants to be so close. Oh, yes. Tell the world you love it. It loves you. Oh, yes. I tell the world all the time how much I love the world. And the world is always responding to me, saying how much it loves me. Every time I turn around, something beautiful is happening in my world. Every time I look at my world, it is saying to me, yes, this is a good world. And it's a good world because you made it that way, Herb. You made it that way by your thoughts, by your actions, by your attitude. And your attitude is the most beautiful attitude in the world. It makes everybody feel good. Yeah. Why does my attitude make everyone feel good? My attitude makes everyone feel good because first, it makes me feel good. And everyone is a reflection of me. First, it makes me feel good. And everyone is a reflection of me. When I go around the world with joy in my heart, with a smile on my face, with peace in me, my world has joy in its heart, smile on its face, and it has peace in it everywhere I look. That's what it's all about. That's all that it's all about. That's what life is all about, and that's all that it's all about. It's all about being itself and having fun. Tell the world you love it. It loves you. Yes. Tell the world you love it. How do you tell the world you love it? Well, you begin to praise those things you look at and see the beauty in them. You see people around you and you say, oh, hey, you're a thoughtful person. You're a generous person. Boy, it's nice to be in your presence. I just feel good in your presence. You make me feel so good. Now, sometimes you don't even have to say that. You just act that way. You just act that you feel good in someone else's presence. You just sort of snuggle in mentally and you say, yes, yes, this is a good person. Yes, you say this under your breath, you know, in yourself. Yes, this is a good person. Yes, this is a good situation. Yes, this is a good world. And you just say it to yourself about the world that you're in, and the world that you're in sort of snuggles back. It sort of teddy bears back at you and says, yeah, right, you're right. It's because you're here that it's being recognized. Oh, yes, I've been good all along. But when you come, you recognize it and you make it all the more beautiful, all the more wonderful, all the more fantastic. And that is true. Tell the world you love it, for it truly it loves you. Tell your body that you love it, for it loves you. Tell your mind you love it, for it loves you. Tell your heart you love it, for it loves you. When you wake up in the morning and you say, ah, and you stretch and you wiggle around and you say, it's wonderful to be in this body, in this world. It's wonderful to wake up to this life and say, hi, world, how you doing? And I am not interested in the laundry list that some people might be looking for about the world. I only look for, how you doing? It's a recognition. It's a saying, how you doing? You're wonderful. It's nice to see you. How you doing? It's nice to see you. It's nice to see you. How you doing means it's nice to see you. It means I like to see you. You're wonderful. You're a joy in my life. You're a joy in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you, world. I love you, house. I love you, car. I love you, street. I love you, city. I love you, people. I love you, the divine. Oh my. Almost forgot that, didn't we? I love you, the divine. The divine in me is so beautiful and so wonderful. One of our students in Nigeria, her son just had a lovely daughter, and the little girl came into the world in Nigeria, and they call it the Christ child. They call the little girl beautiful, fabulous, glorious. Now, will this girl be beautiful, fabulous, glorious? It is now beautiful, fabulous, glorious, because they love that little girl now. Yes, and it loves them. And that love affair will last a lifetime and more. Your love affair with yourself, with your world, and me will last a lifetime and more. It is the fulfillment of everything that I am here, to be myself and have fun, to love myself, to love my world, to love everything, and have it love me, because it's a reflection of the love in my heart. And the love in my heart just shines out and bubbles out and jumps for joy. And just as I jump for joy with the little child, just as I jump for joy as I recognize it and know that it is beautiful and good, just as I jump for joy and know that it is done, just as I jump for joy and see it in all its wonder and all its magic, it is done. It is done, and it is done wonderfully. And it is done now, because it is who I am. It is what I am. It is a fantastic experience of life. Yes, Sibylla Gabwa in Nigeria has a son, and that son is Uzuma, and his wife Ngozi were graced with the Christ child angel Esther. And that little girl will jump for joy in their presence, in their life, and all will be good and very good. And all will be wonderful and very wonderful, because they are telling the world that they love the world by placing their child into the arms and the blessings of their world. And the world loves their child with all its heart, all its soul, and all its being. And as it loves their child, it loves all that is beautiful in the world. And as you love yourself first, and as you love your world, it loves you back and says, "Hi, it's great to be in your presence." And that's really what it's all about. It's great to be in your presence now and forevermore. Join me in this love affair with life. It's a never-ending joy that belongs to you and to me and to all in our world. I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. And Esther, I love you. I love you. I love you. And sweet Esther, I like you. I like you. I like you. Have a lovely day of loving your world and enjoying every moment.